USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump on Twitter says he wants an immediate trial in the Senate, saying Democrats have zero proof of anything. Now, the House passing two articles of impeachment, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi holding up sending them to the Senate. Pelosi says she needs to know the structure of the Senate trial first.
Well, I don't feel like I'm being impeached because it's a hoax. It's a setup. It's a horrible thing they did. They happened to have a small majority, and they took that small majority, and they forced people.
The president goes on to say,
and, you know, they said, oh, I watched Pelosi out there saying, oh, no, we don't want to talk to anybody. They put the arm on everybody. They tried to get them to do what they had to do.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says he and Democrat Chuck Schumer have yet to agree on trial rules. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow gaining almost 138 points to close at 28,376. The NASDAQ up 59.5, the S&P 500 up 14. In USA News for Your Health now, it's that time of year, more and more people unfortunately catching the flu. And there's a health warning out for people with pre-existing conditions. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Dr. Bill Schaffner, Medical Director of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases, tells us about the concerns.
We're particularly concerned that everyone who has a chronic health condition gets vaccinated because it's those people with chronic health conditions who are more susceptible to the more severe cases of flu and its complications, pneumonia, and having to be hospitalized, and of course, dying.
Those chronic health conditions include heart disease, lung disease, and diabetes, even when those chronic conditions are well controlled.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
On Capitol Hill, lawmakers taking a hard look at the California wildfires and the power company. USA Radio's Tim Berg on the story.
The Senate is looking into recent California wildfires and the electrical grid around the state as they investigate Pacific Gas and Electric's role in those deadly wildfires. Among the witnesses testifying before the Energy and Natural Resources Committee, PG&E's CEO, Bill Johnson.
Well, PG&E is deeply sorry for the role that our equipment had in those fires and the losses that occurred because of them. And we're taking action to prevent it from ever happening again.
Johnson also talks about the internal power outages that PG&E implemented to prevent fires.
We took the unprecedented step of intentionally turning off power for safety, and this decision affected millions of our customers, caused them disruption and hardship, even as it succeeded in its goal of protecting human life.
I'm Tim Berg.
The president of Russia defending President Trump, USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
During an hour's long annual end-of-the-year news conference in Moscow Thursday morning, Vladimir Putin says he doubts the U.S. Senate will remove President Trump from office based on what he says are absolutely made-up reasons. He says Democrats lost the election and are trying to remove Trump by other means. The Russian leader also saying he is ready to extend a nuclear arms control treaty with the United States, but that so far he hasn't heard anything back from the Trump administration about it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.